ויהיה לחרונו. וכתיב says, ויפקה במוקם ויולן שום, כיבוע השמש. His kimot lechom, when he reached to Choron, Omri said, Efshor varati al mokom shespalo beavoisai, maybe I passed through the mokom where my father's daven, like the base of Migdash. Fani lo yispalti ben, I didn't daven there. His boyle meder, so he wanted to return. Kivon de hero bedaiti lemheder, as soon as he decided to return, kov tzele yariya miyad, right away there was a kvitz that derech made a short route, fayifka be mokom, and he met into that place. Tavrach, another pshat is a pkiel elot filah. Lashon of tigiyah here means davening. Then when the pasuk says v'ato al tispalo biadom azeh piatisa badem rino tfilah piatifke bi v'yolim shom kibo hashemesh.
Yes, this is the proof. The word tigiyah means lashon of tfilah.
Tzirosa v'yifka boy means that he davened. This is the pshat of the Maran Brocha says that Yaakov Avin was misakin tfilas marv. Now the Gemara says bosa d'tzolo yefter Yaakov Avin davened. Is boy lemeder? He wanted to go back. He wanted to go back to where he came from. Is Omar Kosh Boko said no? Tzadik zebo lebeis maloni. The tzadik Yaakov came to the Arabayis, to the Mokem Amigdash. Is yiftab lelinish? You go away without sleeping there? Is no? Kosh Boko wanted him to sleep there. The shein of a tzadik and Kosh Boko wanted him to keep him there. Is miyad right away? The pasuk says bo hashemesh to shem came. In other words, it became dark, so he wasn't able to travel home. So Mora says, that's what the Pasuk says, that the sun shined for him. So the question is, did the sun only shine for him? It shined for the whole world. The sun that came because of him, also shine now, and has went down because of him. So that's the pshat that Kosh Baruch Hu kept him here to sleep overnight. Now the Gemara goes back, and we know, and how do we know the kol is out of the David? That David's children were wiped out. In other words, now that David was mishapach, changed around what Kosh Baruch Hu asked him, that first David said, let me fall be God my enemy and not my children. And then David changed his mind and davened to Hashem, no, save me, but wipe out my children. So how do we know this happened? How do we know the kol is out of the David? So Rosh said, the Chassidus is a pasuk in Melachim that says, V'asalyo eim achazyo. Asalyo was the mother of achazyo. Rosh, she saw kimeiz b'no, that her son died. V'atokim v'atabed es kol zera hamamlochim. And it was wiped out, all the children of the kingdom. So that's the raya, that all the children were wiped out. For the moray v'ashtay elei yoyish. Ah, yoyish was left over. So one was left over. So Rosh says, Hosam nami yishtai rabbi yaser. Like by noiz irakanim, also one was left over. So therefore, since one was left over there, here that David got his punishment back, nidi k'neged mida, one of his children was also left over. Tefsir, it says over there, vayimoleit ben echod lachimelech, ben achitoyiv v'shmoy av yaser. That he was saved from near nevakanim. So therefore now also, David was also saved, one of his children. And Omer of Yudam Arav, if it wouldn't have been that this one was saved from Noivy Rakhanim, then nobody would have been left over from David's children at all. Because that is Midi Kneged Midya, that since the Noivy Rakhanim was killed out, the children of David was also killed out. Omer Rav Yudah Marav, Bo Aleim Sancheri for Rosho. When Sacharov came to fight, he came with 45,000 men. The name Elochim, they were all the children of the old princesses. Yoishvim Bekroin Shalzov, they were sitting in chariots of gold. V'imoyim Shaglonais, there the Malchus, right, the queen was with them. V'zoinis, they also had the Zoinis with them. U'v'shmoinim Melech Giborim, and they had 80,000 strong men. Levushay Shurian Klipa, they're wearing this type of clothing, of warriors' clothing. Uvishish Shemelef, and 60,000 Achuzi Cherif, people that knew how to hold onto this sword. Rots in the front of them, running in front of them. The Yashar Proshim, and the rest of them were the regular soldiers. So these Duays and Cherif came against the Klai Yisrael, Peshas Hiskiyo. The same thing when the four Melachim came to fight against Avram was also the same type of an army. And v'cheina asidim lovoi im goygu mogog. When goygu mogog will have the last mechama, it will also be such a big army coming to fight against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Mitzvah will be by Moshe HaMashiach. From Asnitz and Tanya and the Braisi we learned, Orech Machneu, how long was his camp? Our boy Meyas Parsei, it was 400 Parseis.
Roch?
Yeah, in Roch of Tzavah Susav, our boy in Parsei, and that's the line of horses that he had, standing next to one next to another, was also 40 Parseis long. Sach Machneu, how many altogether was his army? Mosayim Vishishim. Ribuyim Alpayim, there was 2 million and 600 and 600,000. Chosachad, missing one. So the question is, what does it mean, Chosachad? How much was missing here? So Boye Baye Baye is the question. Chosachad Ribuyim is missing, it's missing 1 10,000. Or Chosachad Alp was missing 1,000. Or Chosamaya are missing 100. Or Chosachad are missing 1. Take is the question. Nobody knows exactly how much was missing. Tanu would learn like this. Rishonim Avu B'Shechi. The first company that came swam across the river. Shenem the Apostle says, V'cholof Yehuda Shotaf. And they will overflow. V'yova. And Tzoyim, the second ones, Avu B'Kuma. They walked across. Or at least they went across standing up. Shenem the Apostle says, At Tzavar, Atava Yagil, they will reach even to the neck. Achreinim, the last group, Helu Ofer Braglayim, they made dirt come up by their feet. Flemotzim Mayim Benor Lishtras, and there wasn't any water left over in the river to drink. Hachaviyim Mayim Mokamacha Beshosa, that would bring water from other places to drink. Shneim the Apostle says, Anikarese Beshisisi Mayim, that he had a dig and then was able to drink water. For the Gemara Ivo Ksiv, the Pesuk says, Vayetze Malach Hashem, Vayaka B'machne, Asher, Meyu Ushmeinu Mechamishim Olaf. It says, the Malach came that night and killed out 185,000. Vyashkim Vaboyke Vine, Kulam Pegorim, Mesim, and they woke up in the morning, they were all dead. So Mashma saw that there was in the Machne, and here we say there's much more. Omer Bavua, Halolu, Roshi Geist is saying, the one that the Malach killed out, they were only like the sergeants. They were the one in charge. Omer Rav Ashi, Deikonama bringing proof for us, the Siddur says, B'mashmonov rozon b'mashminim diyisbu, that he wiped out now the fat ones, the leaders of them. That's the ones he left out. Omer Ravina, Deikonama also bringing proof, the Siddur Pasuk says, V'yishlach Hashem Malach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a Malach, V'yichached, and he cut out Kol Gibrachai, all the strong warriors, V'nogid v'sorba machne, all the princesses, v'yogu beis lakov, and they came to the base of Hashem, o mitziei meyov, and the people that came out of his own like stomach, his own children, his own descendants, shomei pilu b'chorov, there they killed them out, wiped them out with swords. Shema aminah, may we hear? Shema aminah, so here's the proof to what, that the ones that the Malach killed that night were only the sorim, the princesses. Benachlami, there were much more people there, the rest of his army. Now the Gemara says, "B'mahikim, like how did the Malach hit kill out these people?" So Reb Lezer Oymer Biyati Koyim hit them with his hand. Shneim the Pesuk says, "Vayah Yisrael Seyora Gedoylo." So the Kli Yisrael saw the great hand. So Darshin Hayad Shasidili Porvus and Cheruv Misan Cheruv. The end of the Kli Yisrael will pay back to the enemy of San Cheruv. Reb Yisrael Oymer Biyetzpi Koyim hit them with his hand Biyetzpa with the finger. Shneimah the Pesuk says, "Va'yomer ha'chatum ha'paroi etzpa lehim hi." This is the finger of Hashem. So Darshan, he etzpa shasidu liparmas necheruf. This is the finger that will wipe out, hit back necheruf. We have Lezer b'nei shavyesek lili yomer omula Hakadosh Baruch Hu Gavriel. Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Gavriel, "Magloch netusha, like go and sharpen your knife." Omula fon ribbono shel olam. Netusha v'yemedes misheshes shemei breishis. Yishno, my knife is already sharpened from sheshes shemei breishis. It's ready to do this shlichus to wipe out Sancheruv. Shneim the pasuk says, "Mevnei chorovois nadadu," like they fled from the sword. Yeah. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yemer, Oisaya Perek At that time, when Sacharov wanted to come, Zeman Bisha Perasoya, that was the time when the fruits were ripening. Is Omalak Kosh Baruch Gavriel, Sakosh Baruch told Gavriel, Kishata Yoitse Lavasha Peris, when you go out to ripen the fruits, Hizokek Lem, go and attack them. That's the time to go and attack Sancherif. Shneon the Pasuk says, Mide Ovroi, when you are passing by, Yika Cheschem, go take them, Ki Vaboiker, Vaboiker Yavo, Tayoim Uvaloilo, Voya Rak Zavo, Ahovin Shmua, they'll be like all, they'll be terror to understand the report. Is Amra Papa, Haino the Yamunshi, this is what people say, Haino the Yamunshi, Agav Orchecho, Laval, Devovcho, Ishtamoy. Like, while you're passing by, take care of the enemy also. Like, here Gavriel was passing by to make the fruits ripe, he also took care of Sancherev, he took care of his enemy. Now, the Yeshemim, some say, how did the Malach, how did Gavriel kill the army? He blew into their nostrils. Umeis when they died. Shneim the pasuk says, "V'gam noshav ben vayevayshu." He blew into them and they dried up. Reb Yirmi bar Abba Omar kapayim sofek lem. He like clapped his hands at them. He blew his hands. Shuvumeis when they died. Shneim the pasuk says, "V'gam ani eker kapya kapa vanichaisi chamosi." I would like hit my hands together and will cause them to rest. Reb Yitzchak Nafcho Omar oznayim gilulhem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu like unsealed their ears, they were able to hear. V'shamu shira, and they heard the praises. Mipi chayis, from what the chayis was singing back to Hashem. Umeisim they died from that. Shem the pasuk says, b'mirmasecho nafutzu goyim, like from the praises, the goyim will be scattered. Now the question is, v'kamen ishtayim hem. Like we said before, when the Malach killed out, he didn't kill them all out. He only killed out the princesses, the chiefs. But how many were still left over? So, Rav Roma Asara. Rav says, 10. It will be left over enough that a child could write down. Kamana Yochalich, how much could a child write down? Asara 10. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says Tisha is only 9 left over. Shneim the pasuk says Venisha by Elulis, left over the grapes. Kinekev Zayish Shneim Shloisha Gagorim Brosh Omir Abo Chamisha Besifei. So wrong a little bit. Is it to say 4 and 5 is 9? Yeshuv and Levi Yama Abo Asa, 14 was left over. Shneim the pasuk says Shneim Shloisha Abo VeChamisha. 2 and 3, 4 and 5. So together, that's a 14. Reb Yechonon Omar Chamisha. Only 5 was left over. Sancherev left over. Shnei Vonev, his 2 children. Nevuchadnezzar, and Nevuzardan. Now, Nevuzardan Gemara. That's that Nevuzardan was left over. That's Gemara. That's a Kabbalah. Nevuchadnezzar, how do we know who's left over? The pasuk says, like the form of the fourth one was done to a Malach Elokim, he said, as the Nebuchadnezzar said. Now, vi lav dechas, if he himself didn't see the Malach, how do you know what a Malach looked like? So it must be he was saved from the Malach, he saw the Malach and he was saved. Sancherev was shnei bonav, how do you know Sancherev was saved and his 2 children? The pasuk says, vayehi, hu mishtachve beis nisrach elohov, Viyadimelech v'shirotza bonov, he called the chorov. So much for him and his children were there. Omer Bavu, Emoli Mikra Kos, not for this post, it was written in Yev Shalomer, you couldn't say it over. Tichsid, the post says, B'yoyim hu, Yigalach Hashem betar, and that day Kodesh Baruch Hu will shave with a razor, Haschiru that was high, Bav Rino, B'melech Asher, Esarosh, B'shar, Raglayim, Magamas Azok, and Tisper. But the person is Mashmah, Kosh Baruch Hu himself is the one that shaved off Sancherev. Now the Gemara says, is also Kosh Baruch Hu v'idmulei kegavra saba. Kosh Baruch Hu himself appeared like an older person to Sancherev. Omulei, they said to Sancherev like this, ki azas lagabi malka mizuch amarev. When you're going to go to the kings of the east and the west, ti yasisinu levinayu, the katisinu, that you took their children and killed them, my Amatlun, what are you going to say to them?
Because you had them killed back, you took your army there.
Amalu said back, Amalu Gavro, but who Pachta Nami?
I'm also afraid of that. It's true, I'm afraid of that.
Is Yosef Amalei, Hechi Nevet, say yes to him, like, what should I do?
Is Amalei, Shechrosh Baruch answered him back and said, Zil? Again, like, what should I do?
Somalei said, Zil, go, Veshani Nafshecho, and change, like, disguise yourself.
Rashi says, Yeshon Atmuch, Hodesh, like,